Brokaw Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Just to let you know that at the top of the hour here, we're going to go over a little bit before we get to Judy's news, because we're going to be joined here in just a moment by Dick Durbin, the senior senator of the state of Illinois. And the senator just now coming, first of all, coming off of the Senate Judiciary Committee and the hearing today for Brett Kavanaugh, who is being vetted by the committee before there's a vote. But then in the aftermath of that, this incredible story coming out where the New York Times has run a blind op-ed from a senior White House official. And the question is, you know, who is this senior White House official who says that there are people in the White House that are trying to keep the president from trying to thwart parts of his agenda because he's bad for the country? And Senator, I got to get your response to this. In your decades of political service and also just being a veteran of watching this stuff, have you ever seen anything like this?
The closest thing I've seen, and I say this with all respect, is that when some of our senators have reached a stage of infirmity, they have people who stand by them all day to try to make sure they get through the day and don't hurt themselves and don't get into trouble. And that's the closest thing I can think of. But to think that this is happening at the highest level of our government, that there are people working around him who are literally removing documents from his desk for fear that he will sign them, it is a frightening situation. We are talking about the Commander-in-Chief of the United States of America, a man whose decisions on a daily basis, I mean life or death, literally, for men and women in uniform and people around the world. This is extraordinarily serious. It goes beyond party loyalty. I say to Republican friends listening, if this is close to truth, and I'm afraid it is, we have a situation on our hands that is truly frightening.
Tell us more about that, Senator Durbin, because one of the things this insider who says he or she is a part of the resistance from within the administration says in this op-ed is that we're trying to thwart parts of his agenda that we feel are wrong and his impulsive inclinations and things like that. Is this something you have heard from other? You have access to people at the highest levels of government. Have you heard this from others? Is this
nothing that specific, but I can tell you that there are people within his administration who are trusted to be good, conservative, and trustworthy people that many of us have privately encouraged to do everything they can to make sure this president doesn't go too far in his periods of instability or endless tweets. I mean, that is the reality of Washington today.
What do you make of the timing of the Woodward book coming out yesterday, or the announcement of details in the Woodward book comes actually next week, and then this op-ed being printed in the New York Times? I mean, is this, are these last ditch moments? Obviously, the Woodward book was in the planning stages. How do you see them in any way connected?
I don't know if they are. I can't say that they are. But they both touch on the same theme, that because of the instability of the president, because of things that he said, done, or threatened to do, there are people within the White House who are fearful, genuinely fearful, of what that would mean to the country. And some have organized, at least in a quiet way, according to this New York Times piece, to try to make sure that the worst things don't occur.
And right before we let you go, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes here, because I know you're doing all the networks right now. The hearing today with Brett Kavanaugh, you had a chance to ask him questions. You had your moments with him. Mm-hmm. What is your take on whether or not what did you take on what you heard? And then secondarily, do you think he's going to be confirmed, and will you vote for him?
Well, at this point, it's 51-49 with the new senator from Arizona, John Kyle. And so the numbers are on the president's side when it comes to his nominee. There have been no Republicans that have said that they would step away from it at this point. And Democratic votes, some of them have not been announced. So you'd have to say the numbers are on his side. I'm not going to say that he's going to be confirmed. I think we'll at least let this process finish before we make that kind of a statement. Here's what the problem is. This president made it clear he would not nominate someone for the Supreme Court unless they would overturn Roe versus Wade and the Affordable Care Act. He went, you know, further. This nomination comes at a time when the president is under active criminal investigation by Bob Mueller. This is not the usual standard Supreme Court nomination process. It is one that is overshadowed by these events.
All right. Senator, thank you very much. Appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Senator Dick Durbin right there.